Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Music maestro.
You want music?
Yeah, I thought we were going to do this first.
Oh, we can do that right now.
And then we're going to talk to Angie Goff.
Angela Goff, we're going to give her a call?
Yes, absolutely. I thought we were actually going to read the holiday
greeting. Oh, you want to do the bells?
That's the holiday thing sent in by the listener.
Oh, that's right. From the pen of a listener.
Thought that's what we decided in rehearsal.
I didn't know we had made a decision.
The greatest day of the week for
me. So many things were discussed.
Holiday time is comfort food time. And it's not just mom who needs help steadying her shaky hands in the kitchen. Dads, too, can participate in the festive merrymaking by preparing Rob Spiewak's Jumbo Bourbon Balls.
Mm.
Start by putting on a leather apron over assless chaps.
Always.
Pour a shot of bourbon on a damp sponge and set aside. Smear a 5-quart casserole dish with 10 quarts of KY warming jelly. Okay, this took a dark turn just now.
It sometimes does.
Like it didn't with the assless chaps.
No, that was the part you liked.
Take 20 Vienna sausages, roll in cat fur, and wrap each with a Band-Aid. Mix equal parts gasoline and Vicks Vapor Rub. Massage mixture vigorously on each sausage, being careful not to overstimulate.
Yeah, you have to be careful of that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Gently insert sausages into the fingers of 4 latex examination gloves.
See, I imagine one per finger.
Interlace the fingers and place in the casserole dish side by side. Stud the fingers with red and green pushpins. This is like I'm watching Hostel here.
It's really not that great.
Remove the innards of a birth-strangled suckling pig and squeeze through a frosting tube onto the gloves. This is like, who's the movie where the puppet comes out?
Saw.
Jigsaw.
Yeah, Jigsaw.
Is this guy Jigsaw?
I hope not. He's a Facebook friend.
Top with a heaping... Well, you know he's got to be special then.
Yeah, because I don't... I'm very, very, you know, particular.
Top with a heaping helping of French's yellow mucus. And...
Oh, crap,
baby marshmallows. Light on fire, drink the rest of the bourbon, and watch the smiles melt on your loved ones' faces. Another holiday favorite... From Kraft.
Oh, nicely timed.
Isn't that exciting? Yum. Isn't that wonderful?
Yummy.
Since we do have a little time here in the beginning of the show, we want to get right to this. I asked Rob specifically if I could do an apology on the show.
Yeah, it's Mike O'Mara's 12 days of apologies.
Make sure we turn that down, Rob.
Thank you.
I wanted to make sure that I got this apology out because I think she deserves it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So let's see what happens. Calling Angie Goff. News 4 anchorwoman Angie Goff.
Wonderful lady and a great supporter of this program.
That's right. Let's see what happens.
I need Tam.
Hello.
Angie Goff.
Hi.
It's Angie, yay, everybody.
Yay.
Yeah. From NBC News Channel 4.
WRC.
WRC.
Yeah.
What is it now? It's NBC 4. You know, now since I'm out of radio now, basically in Washington, I don't have them all memorized, but it's NBC 4, correct?
Still got it.
Yes, mm-hmm. And I watch NBC4, and I watch you all the time, and you're fantastic, and your star is rising.
The best.
And I said yesterday, after you sent me a very a sweet note, but a note that indicated you were aware of my ranting, I felt obligated, Angie, to get you on the line and apologize for my ranting. It was in no way directed at you, just at everyone else that works in that building.
Okay, apology accepted.
Thank you, Angie.
Angie, this is...
I guess I need to re-add you as a friend on Facebook.
Oh no.
Wow. That's sad. Did you unfriend me?
I might have defriended you.
Oh, my God!
Yes!
Yes!
You!
Oh, this...
I would never do that. I would never go that low. I know that you don't really mean it.
I know. So. I don't. You know, I get so ramped up, and you know, it's happened again to me, Angie. That last night we're heading up to see my dear 93-year-old mom up in Boston this weekend with the whole family, the kids from the that I had in the 1960s, and the kid that I had recently. And so, you know, we're driving up there, and I canceled it because they're saying a potential of like 9 inches of snow up in Boston this weekend, and they did it again. And I just get so frustrated when we don't get the maximum amount of snow. And I know I ranted and I raved, and then I you were so delicate the way you nailed me on Facebook.
Yes.
You admonished me in a very sweet way by saying, "Harsh, Mike," or something like that, with a little smiley.
The smiley
face
made it so charming.
And suddenly I'm sitting there going, and you know, what I love is when I can depersonalize my attacks, and I can't put a face on them, but when I know somebody like you, Angie Goff, it's very sad when I receive that. So came in yesterday, said, "Rob, let's get Angie on the show so I can apologize to her." How are things going, my dear?
Did we lose her?
Maybe.
Let's try again. Oh, no.
What happened?
Maybe she didn't care for the apology.
Maybe she defriended us.
No, she didn't defriend us.
Maybe Doug Camera ran into the room and hit the button. Said, "Don't talk to that loser." Tom Kierine unplugged the phone.
That was such a sweet apology for on your set. Your end.
I want to see how much I have to do again.
She'll never hear it again.
I don't want her to, you know, I really are.
That was genuine. But I think that only comes once.
Did you put it back in the cradle?
Oh, yeah.
So you hung up on her.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
You know what?
Now you really are going to be defriended.
You know,
you can, right now in her office, Chuck Bell is saying, "That guy doesn't even know how to use a telephone."
Okay. No. And you didn't turn down the number.
We can believe
it. While you were busting my balls, you didn't turn down the number. All right. Let's see. Now, hello, Angie. I'm sorry. You know what? And listen to this. I hate this phone system. I hate it. I really do.
It's better than the one we used to have.
Yeah, we've upgraded.
Yeah, but we ought to just Skype. I'm going to try her one more.
Okay,
oh
good.
God. Those are the words I never hear
now
before.
Now turn it down.
It's down.
All right, very good.
So, see, the thing about Skype is that it is very unreliable, and you're the poster child for that. You're not a Skype supporter. You hate the Skype.
Now you can turn it up.
Okay.
Oh, ringing.
This
progress.
Will work.
Progress man.
Telephone man. Christmas man. Infant.
Technology.
Hello.
I'm sorry. Again. I was giving you such a wonderful, wonderful articulate apology before I hung up on you, and you didn't hear half of it, but suffice to say I'm sorry, and that's it. That's the last time I'm going to say I'm sorry. So, once again, how are things going with you, Angie? You have two little babies now, right?
I do. And as you, right? You have a little boy now?
I do. The only thing is, you're probably going to be living when your child graduates high school. That's the only difference between us. No, that makes my wife sad when I make those kind of jokes.
Oh, no. There's so many other things that make her sad other than that.
That is true. How are things going over at Channel 4? Are you enjoying your stay?
Fantastic.
You've been there over a year now, right?
Yeah, actually, over 2 years.
My God, that time does fly, and you're primarily doing, now you do the special desk in the morning during the weekdays, but you also are weekend anchoring, correct?
Yeah, I'm kind of all over the place. Yeah, I do feel like I've been gone for a year because, being pregnant, you kind of lose a year there.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, I feel like I've been pregnant since I've known you.
Well, you really have.
Is there something you want to apologize for there, Mike?
No, I don't think I will. I don't think I will. You know, and the thing is, we all love Channel 4, and Rob and I are religious watchers of Channel 4.
Yes.
And at least we say that when Tony's not on the show.
That's right.
So but really, you're doing a great job. But it just frustrates me when, the other day we really didn't get the snow, and then they were showing old videotape clips of the snow 2 hours earlier.
Yeah.
And I just got myself up into a lather because I called all the boys in early to do our little show here because I was concerned, believe it or not, I'm that kind of guy. I was concerned for their safety, Angie.
Oh, wow. Well, in all fairness, we're a widespread area. So, there were some places where it's pretty sketchy and pretty icy and dicey. And so just to err on the, safe side, they had to do what they had to do. But I do understand what you're saying. And a lot of people, they do get frustrated. But, I don't know, being a parent now, I feel like better safe than sorry. And so I don't know. I kind of have a different perspective on things. And, really a lot of people in the morning, they want to, some people want to see the snow. I mean, believe it or not, a lot of people are fans out there. They want to see it. So that's why I think, you know, we rolled the video to show them what the conditions were like and why there were school closing to, you know, validate why people, you know, made those decisions. So, I don't know.
But I'm sold.
Your point, you know?
I'm sold.
You're sold. That's good. She's a good
spokesperson.
Yeah,
she can say anything she'd like.
Well, she can. Angie can say anything. I'm not going to give Angie a... Now, Tom Curine's a different story.
I put
his hand in the meat grinder. I really would. Still probably, you know, when he talks about the sweet spot, the sweet spot. Well, I was right in the middle of the sweet spot, and I couldn't even use my snowblower that has languished in my garage for three-plus years now.
It looks like it's still on the showroom floor because it's never been used.
My father bought one, you know, after Snowmageddon. Was that, 2009?
Yeah, about that.
And he says it doesn't work anymore because he hasn't used it at all. I mean, I guess it's, you don't fire those things up.
Well, what I do is I put Stable in my gasoline. I put that product called Stable, and mine, believe it or not, the other morning we were supposed to get it's a product, Rob. You put in gasoline.
I know. You can use a little of it yourself.
I put Stable. Welcome to my new world, Angie. This is what I go through every day on the show. It's just Oscar and Rob pick on Mike. That's all we do now. So anything new and exciting happening? Are you still married to the dentist?
Yes, still married to the dentist, happily married. He still doesn't live here, though.
Oh, my God, it's still that wonderful, blissful marriage-lengthening arrangement where he lives in a different state. That's incredible.
Great.
And
I know. It's married, live apart. Motto.
Now, you just to get personal with you just a little bit, and you know you've been on the show, so you know I'm never going to be disrespectful. But I would think that, man. So you're doing the the crack of dawn morning thing, and then you're doing that on the weekends too. And you have the two babies.
Right.
How do you guys co-parent? How does that work?
It's pretty crazy. I mean, I have them throughout the week, and then he flies in on the weekends, and so I go to work on the weekends, and he's here to watch them. What's great is that working that early morning shift, as you know, because, you've done it.
Right.
You get home, and then you have the whole rest of the day ahead of you. I mean, you're a zombie, but other than that, it all works out. But for the most part, I have him during the week, and then he just flies in, and it's become pretty much formula for us. So.
It's incredible to do because, I mean, watching Carla with our son and one, and she's working now, and to see her balancing it because he's still on the two-hour drill in the middle of the night, and he's 4 months, and, see how she's dealing with it. I can imagine how tough it is. I give you a lot of credit to balance all that together.
Yeah, beautiful kids.
And you've always been so – I never get a chance to say thank you. You've always been so supportive of any incarnation of the shows
that we do.
Yeah. We really do appreciate that as well.
You guys are awesome.
Yeah, we have fun.
Awesome.
We have a lot of fun.
Angie, if people want to follow you on Twitter, what's your handle again?
At Oh My Gosh.
Perfect.
She was on the forefront of all social networking. She knows what she's doing.
When's the next news babes bash? Are you still doing that thing?
I actually missed it this past year because of the baby and everything. But I think it's I got to check in on that.
All right.
I think May or June. I've kind of been out of the loop, but I think that they plan on still doing that. You guys are going to definitely have to come out for that.
All right. I guess as far as the news for Christmas party, now that Joe Krebs is gone, they won't have nearly as many drugs.
Hey, Joe Krebs is still around. He's actually watching our weather coverage. He shot us over a nice email.
Really?
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Sitting in his underwear at home, and
like Albert Brooks,
he waits for the mailman. He waits actually for the mailman to come and deliver the mail, so that when the mailman's walking away, he can say bye. We used to have a lot of fun with Joe Krebs. So we truly
terrible.
We are. We've always been terrible. All right. Well, tell Tom Curine that that I said hello.
Well, the whole weather staff really.
And Jim and Dory. What's his name? Chuck Bell.
Oh, he's great.
Chuck, ring my bell.
That's right.
And everybody over there, you're doing a great job. When do we look for you? Just give all the listeners that might want to check you out online. When do we look for you on Channel 4? You usually do Saturdays and Sunday mornings as the anchor, correct?
Saturdays, Sundays, 6 and 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. But not this Saturday. I'm going to be off this Saturday, so then I'll have to wake up early.
Oh, good.
And then during the week, 4:30. Dark and early, 4:30.
It's incredible. She's very generous. You're very generous to give us some of your time because I know you're probably wiped out right now. And what is your, Angie, one last thing. What is Angie Goff's Christmas wish?
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
My Christmas wish?
Yes.
Oh, you don't want to know.
Oh, it sounds naughty.
I want to know. You know what? I want to lose this extra baby weight. So, but that's on me. So
the camera doesn't lie. You look fantastic.
No, you look incredible.
You look great. You truly do.
I gained over 80 pounds. Don't lie to me.
I was guffawing over you on my 60-inch TV, and my girl like nudged me.
I don't think you mean guffawing. That means you were laughing at
her. Oh, no. What is it? Fawning. Yes.
Fawning.
Damn it.
You know he's from Bolivia, Angie, so you have to respect that.
I was fawning over you, and my girl nudged me in that way girls nudge when they're pissed at you. And I said, oh, look at her. She looks great.
Yeah, we love you. Yeah. We always have.
You look great.
And, you know, whenever you get a week off or something like that and you're not doing anything, you got the kids, you're always welcome to come by. We have a brand new studio, and we're actually going to have new digs in 2014. I'm tipping our hand a little bit.
Careful now.
Breaking news. You're going to be very, very pleased, and it's going to be very convenient for people like Angie Goff. So don't be a stranger. Merry Christmas to you and your beautiful children and your wonderful husband, the dentist, and our very best to Tom Curon.
All right. Happy holidays.
Take care.
Merry Christmas, Angie. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. They're working that woman to the bone.
That poor thing.
They are working here. Two kids, and she's got to be up and do that thing at 4:30, you know, and then listen to that conjuring forecast from. Now they're doing
she
it
has to
me
deal
again.
With that crazy dentist.
I didn't know about this Boston thing.
I canceled another trip. I will tell you about that, and we will get to all of our birthdays. We wanted to accommodate Angie Goff.
And thank you
when
for that.
The show starts in earnest, coming up right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You're not fooling anybody, Bender. The next screw that falls out is going to be you.
Eat my shorts. What was that? Eat my shorts.
You just bought yourself another Saturday, mister.
Oh, I'm crushed.
You just bought one more right there.
Well, I'm free the Saturday after that. Beyond that, I'm going to have to check my calendar.
Good, because it's going to be filled. We'll keep going. You want another one? Say the word. Just say the word. Instead of going to prison, you'll come here. Are you through?
No.
I'm doing society a favor.
So?
That's another one right now. I've got you for the rest of your natural born life if you don't watch your step. You want another one?
Yes.
You got it. You got another one right there. That's another one, pal.
Cut it out.
You through?
Not even close, bud.
Good. You got one more right there.
You really think I give a shit?
Another. You through?
How many is that?
That's seven, including the one when we first came in. You asked Mr. Vernon here whether Barry Manilow knew that he raided his closet.
Now it's eight. You stay out of it.
Excuse me, sir. It's seven.
Shut up, Pee-wee. You're mind bender. For 2 months, I got you. I got you.
What can I say? I'm thrilled.
Oh, I'm sure that's exactly what you want these people to believe. You know something, Bender? You ought to spend a little more time trying to do something with yourself and a little less time trying to impress people. You might be better off. Right, that's it. I'm going to be right outside those doors. The next time I have to come in here, I'm cracking skulls.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, the best of O'Mara.
Buying razors is a giant hassle. It's the worst. It's never top of mind. It always seems to be a last-minute errand. Luckily, you don't have to try to use that last blade one more time or rush out to the drugstore to pay those exorbitant prices, thanks to Harry's. Harry's takes the guesswork out of shaving because they send blades direct to your door based on how often you shave. And even better, Harry's is giving customers an additional $5 off their first monthly subscription order with the coupon code, you know it, you love it, TMOS. The Harry's Shave Plan ships high-quality razors straight to your door for as little as $3 a month. And deliveries are customized to your shaving routine, so you never run out of blades, you're always ready, and you never have to pay those ridiculous prices that you find at the drugstore. Start your Harry's monthly subscription now, and never worry about buying blades again. Never. As a special offer for new customers, you can get your free razor and save $5 off your first subscription with the code TMOS at checkout. That's Harry's.com. H-A-R-R-Y-S.com. Why did I stumble on that? Harry's.com and the code TMOS and start shaving better today.
Now, Mike, I don't normally like to jump in, but I teased something. I dropped something
put
in during the letters.
Put that big ham up in the air. I saw that big ham.
Honey baked
like,
ham.
But you're going to like this story, and this is a happened in Reno, and I can't believe we haven't gotten to it yet. When we were setting up the stage for the live show, and we had to bring all of our set with us, and there was, you know, stand-ups and things that you would put up at, like, a convention. One of the things is a
big... looked
great.
I thought the set looked fantastic.
Oscar did a fantastic job. It was all him.
Thank you.
And,
thank you very much.
There's, like, a thing that it folds down, and when you open it, it will support what is probably maybe a 12-by-12-foot banner?
It's 12-by-12.
12-by-12-foot banner. Well, to get the banner to Reno, it had to be folded, and actually, you transported it for us. And when we unfolded it, it looked okay, and we put it up. But under stage light, it looked creased.
Yes.
Because you could see where it had been folded.
And chubby checkers.
And we're trying to think, gosh, I don't know about that. It looks, we could maybe get by, and that's when.
It's like showing up to dinner in a wrinkled shirt.
Exactly.
You look like a jerk.
So the head of marketing comes by and to check on how we're doing, and I said, we're okay. And Oscar says, it's just our backdrop is a little wrinkled. This is when it is just imparted to us that, guys, we're in a huge casino hotel.
Yes.
Immediately she says, well, let's take it to wardrobe and get it steamed. And I said, wardrobe? And she said, yeah, follow me. And we go down a flight of steps.
Rob's like, it's Hollywood.
It's Hollywood. We go down a series of tunnels.
You were a lot more excited about this than I was.
Yeah, well,
you thought we were being transported into this land of show business.
Yeah. Well, it was. I mean, you know what? It's as close as we've ever gotten.
Jerryland.
Well, did you take the banner down into...
We all did.
I have my own banner issue that I'll get to in a second.
We all did.
I have my own banner. Sweat my balls off. Climb the ladder. Get the nails out of the wall. Pull my banner down. Fold it up. Jam it in my suitcase where there wasn't enough room. Mm. Bring it all the way to Reno so Oscar can say, we have plenty. We don't need that. But give it to the guys and they'll bring it back. Well, after Oscar was the one going, you have to bring the banner. Hey, you have to bring the banner, and then I brought the banner all the way to Reno, and I don't haul banners. I don't haul effing banners, goddammit.
Well,
and I brought that
apparently
banner
you do.
All the way to Reno.
We used it.
Where did we use it?
It was huge.
Where we use it?
It was hanging over the escalators when you came down. It made us look like $1,000 or like $1 million.
We actually used it?
Yeah, yeah. Mike. Details.
Never mind. I didn't go out there. I wasn't out there.
You never went
like
down
guys,
and up the escalator. I'm sure you did.
No, he was brought in on green.
You guys, wait a minute. Tell the truth now.
Tell the truth.
You know how we got to the stage.
We had to enter.
We went down in an elevator into the basement and the back elevator, the service elevator.
The very basement that we had to go through to get to wardrobe. And they take us to this room and they open the door. They buzz us in, literally. And there are racks that, I kid you not, are 100 feet long.
Racks.
That are
they buzzed
of,
you in?
Yeah. And there's like, you know, a
like
mile
a cash,
of black
like a cash
pants.
Cage.
Yeah. And then a mile of dealer's shirts. Yeah. And pirate
Rob
shirts
said,
and
look at those racks.
And I said, not one of them will fit me.
Just like in Ocean's 11.
It was. It was like really cool.
If we were Bernie Mac and we're trying to get a dealer's a uniform out of it.
So it's me and Oscar and Pony and both interns, and we don't want to wrinkle the banner anymore, so we're carrying it like the flag in an opening ceremony on the field. So we've got this 12-foot square flag we're carrying banner, and we're carrying it, and they take us to the back, and there is one of those. It looks like from a 1930s Depression movie, steamers in the back of a sweatshop.
Yeah. They have not upgraded since the 1930s.
And it's, you know, it's just magnificent, old-fashioned looking equipment and a nice, hefty...
I'm surprised it was old-fashioned if it was at Circus.
Well, Mike, it's what it is. It's retro. It's brand new, but made to look classic. And then we were introduced to the lady. Her name may or may not have been Rosa.
No, it was Consuelo.
She was obviously the head of the sweatshop, and we hand her the banner, and Oscar starts to speak to her in Spanish. He says something like the Spanish
Oscar's
equivalent.
Broken Spanish, and he doesn't speak that well.
We hand her, we sort of are, you know, gestured in by the head of marketing, and Oscar goes up to her and goes, Buenos dias. Banner.
I said there'll be some pesos in this for you.
And then she stops and looks at him and holds her hand up and says, please speak to me in English.
Oh no! Did she really?
She did.
And I felt my head go into my shoulders like a turtle. I see Debbie, the head of marketing, turn around, and then Oscar. And I'm sorry to do this to you, but not really. She says, "I'm so sorry,
but you remind me of my mother.
That lady.
Oh,
no.
At that point, Pony
shrinking.
And I turned around, and Pony and I audibly went, no.
Mike, there was no saving this. There was no saving this. And I said, well, there's going to be a lot of awkward time between myself and her.
Yeah, because they hadn't even started steaming yet.
Well, no, we hadn't. And you
so
know,
Oscar, who always accuses us of stereotyping, made that the decision.
First of all,
he walked through the door, got buzzed in, saw this lady in the back, and this is what he heard.
I did profile her. But two things were spoken. Three languages were spoken. One was Mandarin, another one was Spanish, and another one was English.
That's
right.
That's right. It was the UN.
So
back there.
I remember when I went back and I said, well, and really, if I'm being completely honest,
yes,
my mom, growing up, was a ninja getting anything out. Right. So
okay.
when the lady said we could steam this. By the way, you don't steam vinyl. That's probably something you don't do. But we had to figure out a way to do it.
Right. Because the vinyl.
Yeah,
had
I was thinking that when you said that they'd iron it out. You could probably peel off
it could melt everything.
The paint on that.
Yes,
right?
But figured out a way to do it without burning the actual fabric.
And while speaking the official language of the United States of America, English.
La cucaracha, without an accent. Without an accent. So we're standing there after I've insulted this lady to, you know, basically saying, I guess you're not FOB, but your look hasn't, you know, hasn't caught up with your assimilation to this country.
Was it hot down there? Was it a steam room?
It was steamy. And also, did the Oscar did the tap dance of, but my mother is very lovely. Uh-huh. She looks very young.
I saved it. Not at all.
Not at all. Not at all.
So I had to stand there.
I wanted to be anywhere but right there.
Rob got tired of holding the banner, so he left. It was me. It was Rofo and it was Mac, right?
Yes.
And I'm standing there and the lady,
or as we like to call it, the brain trust.
That's right.
Yes. And the lady is steaming away on this 12x12 banner on this little ironing board.
Yeah.
Just this little guy. And I'm helping her shove it around. She's yelling at me kind of and being snappy with me because I just insulted her.
Right.
And I sat there and I said, well, I don't know what to do now except for to tip her as I'm leaving because I just want to do something nice.
No, I think that would be an insult too.
Well, yes,
right?
She said, I don't want your cash. And I said, oh my God. I said, please take it, lady.
So it ended as well as it began.
It was horrible. And Rob didn't see that because I mean, I was going to light her up. I was like, you clearly saved the day here.
Yeah.
And she said, no.
Can I give you a $20 bill?
It was really awkward.
Are you familiar with our American currencies?
She was super, but she was super sweet.
She was
super sweet to everyone else.
How old would this lady have been?
54. She lived a hard life.
I'd say between 54 and 60.
Yes. She was probably younger, but, you know, it was probably, she probably had some tough times in Mexico.
Another great moment.
54, you start to fail.
Another great moment was when she finished up and Debbie said, would you like a pair of tickets to the show? She says, I would, but I'm scheduled to work.
I'll tell you, nothing went well in that transaction except for the wrinkles.
Suddenly Rob gives her the translator voice, too. I would, but I'm scheduled to work today. I have to work in a sweatshop that you are employing me in. Unfortunately, I will not be able to attend the comedy show that is scheduled for this evening. It's an Air Force One.
Trainers by the truckload. Trainers by the truck. Hey, it's Marcus from Omericast. I'm with Steve Mermelstein.
Hey now.
And we are going to be on this week's Omericast talking about the Mike O'Mara Show, the Tony Perkins Show. We're even going to talk about It's Missing. So we're going to cover them all. Oh, Robin Joe, which hit its 200th episode. Check out this week's Omericast for clips and conversation because we're fans just like you. Join us, won't you? Subscribe on iTunes. Download it from the TMOS app. Omericast, keeping you in touch with more.
The best of O'Mara.
Welcome. We thank you for allowing us to have some quiet time with our families.
Downtime, if you will.
Downtime.
Yes, some downtime, and it's nice to be back, and it's nice to have been sharing all sorts of wonderful things with people over the holiday. Lots of social networking going on, and I enjoyed it. I'm a little discombobulated today. I must have made 5 trips into the studio and back out of the studio just remembering things because it was...
Just lunch.
That was just lunch, baby. That was just lunch. Isn't that right to you, Oscar?
Absolutely.
Oh, no.
Wait a second. I think it's pretty loud.
Hey. Hi. Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, that'll be okay. It'll stop in a little bit. Then we'll be able to go on with the show, won't we, T.O. Oscar?
Hey, that.
Yeah, we'll be able to go on. Okay, maybe it'll turn off now. Yeah, maybe it won't.
Wow.
Oh, let me see. Does it have a stop? No, it doesn't seem to have any stop at all. And but it's nice that the siren that T.O. Oscar bought my son for Christmas has. Thank you. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
That's an awful. Same... That's an awful big noise for such a small fire truck.
That is a big man, big sound, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a really,
oh, I'm
really
so
big
sorry.
Sound. And yes, and you know what's interesting though is when it's on the floor and it's moving around, that my son cannot turn it off, and nor can I. There wouldn't be a button. See the button. The button to. I'll show you where the button is. The button is right.
Oh,
here.
Underneath.
Yeah,
oh,
underneath.
So, yes, there it is.
Wow. You know what?
Oh man.
Tio Rob should have bought you a sledgehammer.
And so here, when that button is turned off, then the tears would come because I would have to turn it back on, and then I would turn it back on. And that would be big fun by everybody. Carla, is there any kind of button on here that turns this toy
out of my way?
Yeah, what sort of Chinese fireman is that?
He's got an accent.
And look, it's got the lights, too.
Sure.
You can do it at night.
I bought that fire.
There is a fire in Beijing.
Those headlights are pretty good.
Yeah. Aren't they? Yeah, they're terrific. Thank you.
The Great Wall is on fire. Get out of my way.
When I saw that fire truck on Amazon, I said, well, if I was a little boy, I would love one of these. Seems like it lights up. I didn't know it would make so much noise. I apologize.
It was well reviewed by deaf people.
I didn't know.
So you're saying he liked it, but the family hated it.
Well, I think maybe the family wouldn't be relevant. That'd be daddy hated it. Daddy hated it. Daddy hated it.
That might be a good outside toy.
Outside?
No,
a lanai
because
toy.
When you play it outside, it is almost so authentic that the neighbors, all of them elderly, would hear this and think that there was someone coming down the street with another heart attack.
Oh, no.
So there's no win.
Oh, my God.
I left you with no options, God. Mike. I'm so sorry.
That's going to be a hidden toy, isn't
it? Did you like the note, though?
What note?
There was a sweet note there that...
I love that note. That was beautiful.
He did not read the note.
That was wonderful.
He just ripped
it open.
No, I did.
I'm sure.
Here, little Michael.
No, I'm sure we did.
Here's another present.
I can't
read the note because the fire truck is too loud.
Yeah, let me see. All right. Yeah, here it is. I saved it. Here it is.
Ah, okay. The note.
Oh, thank you. Right.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Dear O'Mara family, I really thank you for hope you have a merry, merry Christmas. I hope that your Christmas was so that Michael's many, many returns from your girlfriend, Oscar Santana, Oscar the Brother. So, Merry Christmas, and I hope everybody has a good time. That was a dramatic reading of the note.
Yeah,
man.
And to quote the fire truck.
Would you like me to read it again?
I would.
No.
Dear O'Mara family.
I'm so sorry, man.
That's it. No, it's not.
That's pretty annoying.
He forgot about it. I put it off to the side. He forgot about it. He, you know, it's the attention span.
Yeah, and then you say to him, "Out of him, my way."
Out of him. Yeah.
Yes.
Let's listen.
It's a Chinese fireman.
Let's be quiet. And
this is literally a Chinese fire drill.
All right, here we go. Oh my God! It is
fire alarm.
Fire alarm. Fire Elam! Oh my God! I never even processed that it was Asian.
Yeah,
hold on.
Of course.
Let's hear the out of my way. Hold on.
Out of my way.
Oh my God!
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh my God!
Out of my way.
Out of my way.
Oh, fire Elam! Oh, go!
My God.
They probably looked in the factory and said, "Hey, you took English.
You know
like
what?
This."
Swear to God, that was opened up, and I immediately knew I had an opening bit when I came back. So, Oscar, for that, you gave us both gifts. You
Sorry,
gave my
man.
Son a gift, and you gave me a gift. It was
That's
wonderful.
Rough.
Thing of beauty.
So, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Hopefully, everybody's Christmas was fine. It just continues for me down here with just regular visits to medical professionals. That
Even
is my
today,
life.
We had a late start.
I'm here to announce that Carl and I are moving to Iowa, where maybe it'll be a little healthier.
Allegedly.
Maybe it'll be a little healthier. No, the fact is that about 2 days before Christmas, I got a boil on my butt.
Mm. Oh,
how's that? Anybody want to finish their lunch right now? Huh? Oh. Isn't that terrific?
It's Mike's Peak, the sequel to Dante's Peak.
And what is precisely a boil?
Oh, now you ass. You know exactly what it is,
really?
And you're not getting that.
Your
you know
ass.
What? Look at how he throws me under the bus
that. No.
First
some
of the
people
year,
might not know.
Mike, please describe exactly what a boil. No, you people know it. It's a bump. It's a like a.
Isn't it sort of a weeping sore?
No, it's not a no. weeping
it's
sore.
It's a dormant
a-hole.
Volcano, right?
It's well, mine was located transdermally. Is that the way you would? So it was not at the surface.
That airline doesn't even fly anymore.
Welcome. Welcome.
Transdermally.
Yeah. Welcome to transdermal. I don't know. Oh, fire on the runway.
Oh, no, it's a Chinese airline.
Might disappear.
So it hurt, though. It hurt. It hurt. It hurt. And so it continued to hurt. And then
which
I
cheek?
Was,
left or right?
Left. Well, see, I keep saying left cheek, but it's it's the left cheek. It's
was
the left
it the
cheek.
Type of wound that hurts when you wear pants? It was that
no,
sensitive?
No, it was the type of – it was underneath the skin, and it was a bump that – do you remember
I've
when
got
I had
you.
The – do you remember when I had the –
under my skin.
So embarrassed. This is hard enough to talk about, damn it. But I'm sacrificing my dignity.
Oh, you're a man of beauty.
So the thing is, I had this thing, and it got more sore, and it hurt. And I'm sitting there going, of course it's getting worse, because it's getting closer to the holiday. And I said to myself.
I thought you were going to say closer to the surface of your skin.
Yes. No, it did not do that. Well, first of all, I wouldn't be able to tell you exactly what it was like, because I couldn't even look at it.
Okay.
Where it was located, unless I had a series of pulleys and mirrors, I wasn't going to be able to get a really good look at this thing. You know what I mean? I mean, it was in that spot. And so I relied on my beautiful bride, who I'm sure is just high-fiving God for being married to me.
Yeah.
You know,
true
say,
love.
Hey, look what, I get to deal with. Hey, aren't I a lucky lady? Hey, luck be a lady. All the whole Frank catalog in this bit. Yes, sirree. So it got worse. And then Christmas Eve, I told her to take a peek at it. And she said, yeah, it's a big bump.
She's an early
shouldn't
Christmas
we wait,
present.
Shouldn't we wait for Christmas Day to open our presents?
Stocking stuffer.
So she looked at it, and it was... you know, it was a bump, but there wasn't anything up there like at the surface. Because you know, normally if you've got something like that, you can kind of destroy it and release it. You know, and release.
You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, you got
to
release.
No, you're
the
not
Kraken.
Supposed to do that.
Yeah,
no.
If you pick at it, it's going to be worse.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing
ass.
To pick at.
I thought you were saying release the Kraken.
It was this big pink bump.
Oh.
Hot
and it
as big as your thumb, or
absolutely as big as my thumb.
Wow,
you got big thumbs.
As a matter of fact, Carla said that it was the size of about a golf ball.
Oh no,
Pro V1.
Yeah. Now not the whole.
Titleist.
You guys are such dicks. No. I've missed you so.
You're into golf.
I've missed you so.
Oh, by
so,
the way, I have a proof for your golf bag. You have to approve.
Oh, that's good. Sign off on that.
Oh, God. Wait a minute. The money's been spent.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, I saw a check written for it.
No, we haven't written a single thing for it.
Oh, yes, there. Well, the money, you have a proof for it? I'm never going to get that golf bag. I was really thinking it was going to come like the last
They
week.
Said 3 months, and we took it down to 25 days, so. You'll be
is the boil?
Well, why do I have to prove it?
Because you want it to be right, don't
yes.
you? You don't want like a golf bag for the Mick O'Mara show.
Can you
I'm
imagine
so
if we got the Mick
out.
O'Mara show on there?
Could probably
so
get a price adjustment.
Out.
All right, back to the boil. And is it big enough
hey,
that you
Mick,
would
great
you
shot?
Would you?
Hey Mick, what'd you shit today?
Is the boil of a size where it would be hard to say sit on a bar stool without rolling off?
It hurt.
It hurt? It hurt so
bad? It hurt.
How bad did it hurt?
And was it on like the crest of your ass cheek, or was it off to the side or underneath?
It was the crest of my ass.
Oh, right at the tip, where the snow would be on a mountain.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, where the snow would go into the crevasse.
Yeah.
The Best of O'Mara.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, summer is here. It is time for sun and fun. And sadly, it's also time to deal with a hot home and that awful summertime glare. Luckily, Blinds.com is here to help. This is Blinds.com's latest offer for you, and I think it's fantastic. It's not your average online window coverings company. These guys are experts. They've been at it for over 25 years, and they have incredible design consultants that are with you every single step of the way. I know this because I've used them. Call Blinds.com, and you'll talk to a real person with real advice, not to mention tons of free help with online videos. You can beat the summer heat with cellular shades, solar shades, or even exterior shades. Your house will stay cooler, and your electric bill will drop. Blinds.com has it all, including free color samples, free shipping, and prices that crush store prices. They're so easy to install. Even I did it. I did it with my plantation shutters at the house down in Florida, and they came out beautiful. Plus, the sure fit guarantee, if you measure wrong, Blinds.com will remake your product free, even if it's your mistake. Go to Blinds.com today and start enjoying your home and patio without the annoying heat and glare. You'll see easy in a whole new light with Blinds.com, as seen in Mike O'Mara's Florida home.
Oscar Santana came to me about a year ago and said that he was going to embark on a new journey, and that journey was to get a Master's of Business Administration.
Yay!
A master's degree for all you higher education buff. Oscar wants to continue his education, and he starts next week. Oscar will still be with the show, but he will be embarking on his journey with a full week of class load next week.
This is the only week I'll be gone for.
Yeah, it's the only week he's going to be gone. But you've been planning this and applying and going through the hoops to do this, and we really have never talked about it on the show.
Three schools I applied to, and Mike, you know, I've never said this publicly, but when I came to you with the idea about a year ago, and I said, "Hey, I've been looking into this. I think this might be the next step." You didn't even waver, which was great. You didn't. There wasn't any, "Hey, do you need this?" Because really, in our business, and what for what we do right now, it's just general talk radio. A lot of people haven't been as supportive as you guys have, because
I've never told you also probably either privately or publicly the way I really feel about it, and the way I really feel about it is this: we embarked on this journey 5 years ago, and things have gone really, really, really well. And the only thing that I would say by you pursuing your education and doing this is, when somebody betters themselves like this, who knows? Opportunities come your way, and wings are spread, and sometimes that would be my greatest fear. And to be honest with you, if that was to ever happen, I would never feel badly about that,
right?
Because you would be bettering yourself, and that would. But the fact is, Oscar, for you listeners, because the listeners are not nearly as charitable as I am, I will tell you that people go, "Oh, he's going to be leaving." No, Oscar's made it really clear to me that the number one reason he is doing this is because he wants to enhance the business part,
current skill set that I
of our show, and help grow this thing and make it bigger and better. And now Rob is completely silent. And will be for the rest of, if it was Mike doing something, but right now, hands by his side, because you're in the room with him. But anyway,
I'm excited for Oscar.
Driving me nuts today.
I'm thinking what's really great is when he gets to the second year, we'll give him an internship.
And
he can get credit.
That's what I was looking for.
I was ready. You were talking. I didn't want to interrupt you.
You were making a statement.
I know. No. But the fact is, it's great, and I think that it's fine. And that would have been the only thing. I don't care. The fact is, I don't care. If you were to do that and better yourself, how do you say to somebody, my first question is it going to affect the show? You said, no, I'm doing it actually to participate on the show. It is not. He's going to be gone for a week. Told us that like 7 months ago. And that's going to be part of his deal. That's why Oscar won't be with us next week. And then it'll be ongoing. Some Fridays will be a little messed up. But, to be honest with you, Rob's always wanted to do Oscar Rotzi.
It's an accelerated program. So it's actually a year and a half, Mike. So
and the expression, Oscar has an expression that I like very much. He says, a rising tide raises all boats. And when Oscar betters himself, it's going to better this show. It's going to better us because we're going to be a part of it. And the fact that he is bettering himself, I think that, this is going to sound extraordinarily jive because, you know, Oscar and I in real life hate each other. I'm proud of him. I think it's very, very cool that you're doing it.
And
it's not VCU. It's a real school.
And I'm nervous.
Can we say what school you're going to?
I'm going to the Robert H. Smith School of Business at the University of Maryland. And that was the hardest school to get into.
Were you real fans?
I'm being completely frank.
Yeah. Were you real fans? You can look up where Oscar's classes are.
That's right.
Yes. Find me.
And you know what? It doesn't cost a lot to audit these classes.
That's what I wanted, baby. And go sit next to him.
Sit next to him and say, do you have a pencil? He's going to go in, Mike, like Thornton Mellon, and he's going to hand out all his pens, and he won't be able to take notes.
Adam. One of the things I've never gotten a chance to ask you about is I'm curious what you never knew about your education. Where do you have a degree, correct?
Yeah, I went to WVU, West Virginia University.
But you also went to Dean College.
You graduated, yes. You have a
BA from West Virginia University.
My major is advertising. So integrated marketing communications.
So you have a BA in advertising from WVU.
Yes.
The reason I ask is on the show, over the years, Rob Spiewak had a degree.
Yes.
Mike O'Mara had a degree. Then it got a little cloudy, did it not, far as what the education was?
Well, I mean, your degree is in broadcast journalism.
I have a Bachelor of Arts in Broadcast Journalism the American University.
And you know what? I actually I graduated with honors, which really means almost nothing at BC.
Rob was a good student.
And, you know, and we throw that around and we make jokes at the expense of the American University and the Virginia Commonwealth University. And then we talk to Oscar and it's always about some big party that got him kicked out of high school.
Am I right?
And then he said, you went to WVU, right? And he says, well, there was Dean College. What the hell is Dean College?
It's always been cloudy.
It's always been cloudy.
Murky.
It's very murky.
It's murky. Do you know when you talk about college, it's always murky?
WVU that has any self-respect really screams to the mountaintops that they went to WVU.
Well, that's still that before you scream Dean College.
Well, because the funny part is Dean College,
Mike,
right?
It's one of those two-year schools.
Because it's a two-year school you're sent to.
But it was accelerated, so he got out in 23 months.
West Virginia University gave me a great education.
Okay, so you transferred into WVU from Dean College.
Much to my parents' chagrin.
Because you had a checkered senior year of high school.
I went to Dean College because my parents didn't think I could handle a big university.
I see.
So they said, because I wasn't my sister or brother, they said, you have to go to this school.
I went to Marist College because I was...
Friends with Bill O'Reilly.
I was friends with my sister's buddy, who was the coach of the crew team, and it was kind of... understood that I was going to row for the crew team College, and I got there, and I think I...
That's how you got to and from classes, isn't it?
I don't think that... There's a Hudson River, Rob. I don't think that I even made it to one practice.
Oh, mm-hmm. Dear.
Because I heard the practices, you had to be down there at like 5:30.
I think, I remember you telling the story. So you just
went
going.
And then I got into the theater department.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Now, that's did you know, was anybody's brother in the theater department, or did you have to break your own way into there?
No. The only thing about Marist College I found is that it was all Long Island people.
Yes.
And I realized, and it was, I didn't exactly... mesh with this particular. Hey, Drew, it's a pitcher.
Oh, it's Long Island.
Yankees.
So I left Dean and was supposed to go.
Did you get a piece of paper?
Yeah, I got my associates.
Oh,
and
nice.
And then I left Dean and
So you didn't just transfer. You graduated.
I graduated.
Was there a ceremony?
There was a ceremony.
Was there a
hat? You went to a junior college.
Basically. That's what it is.
Okay.
Junior Bolivian college.
And then how did the whole – then was, so when you went to WVU, did you go 4 years to WVU?
No, I went 3 years. 3 years.
You went three years to WVU.
Because some credits transferred?
I switched my major. I switched my major when I got to WVU.
Was there a major or a track you followed at Dean College?
No. It was liberal studies in Dean College.
I see.
So and
now he's conservative.
So it was really most of the classes are political science because I thought I wanted to be a poli-sci, like full major, want to graduate with
that. And then Oscar has been dealing with – His friend Dominique, who I think is a tremendous influence on his life. And Dominique has, after he got out of the NFL, and maybe while he was still in the NFL, seriously pursuing his education and the whole MBA thing.
He's in his second year at Harvard Business School, yeah.
Wow.
We talked to my brother-in-law and my niece's husband and my nephew. They all are these eggheads that get their MBAs. And so, and you've talked to other people that are in it, and you decided, when did the bug of the higher education hit you? When did that really hit you?
When this past year, when we worked extremely hard to, and we're just getting there now to right the ship here as a business,
right?
And when I got my hands really dirty and at the end of the second half of 2013 and 2014,
mm-hmm.
when you start looking at these numbers, you realize that every fraction of a percentage counts.
Everything counts.
And everything counts, whether it's what somebody bought on Amazon and you start tracking month to month like a real business.
Mm-hmm.
There are theories and really applications, higher level, that I would try to learn on my own by going to YouTube and going online. And every time I do that, I'd sit there and I'd yearn for, I wish I just had time to go do this.
Right.
Because you're sitting there.
So you wish
there,
you understood the way
you can't,
little
nobody
little
knows
changes
everything.
Yeah,
small
right.
things, mm-hmm. right? And then last year, my first choice was Georgetown University, which is right down the street.
Right.
And I went to Mike and I said, this is my thought and this is the deadline. And do you mind writing a support letter? And Mike was kind enough to write one. And I don't get to see it. I don't get to see what Mike wrote. But
do you remember what you wrote?
It certainly helped.
Yes, I have it right helped. Here.
This will be good. Okay. Here's Mike's support letter. Letter of recommendation, really.
They have a whole new system, right. Let me tell you.
Dear douchebag.
No,
I'm sorry. No, I
can't
it was
it, right?
It was the letter from that the lady from The Devil Wears Prada wrote for
I remember. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
To whom it may concern. Rob, do we have any letter music that I could maybe...
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. Give me one moment.
Because I think it'd be important to have the proper... I took pen to paper, and I spent a weekend doing it. I woke up on a Saturday morning at about 6 a.m., and I wrote this thing through... 8 or 9 o'clock on Sunday.
How many drafts?
There was a wastebasket. There was a wastebasket. I'm sorry, I'm smiling at the music. Filled with paper. To whom it may concern.
Yes.
I would like to tell you about a big bag of okay. That bag of okay's name is Oscar Santana.
Oh, he used his DJ name.
DJ.
Yeah,
that's good.
I don't want him to find me.
I understand. It is my understanding that everyone in your school of business is keeping it extra tight. Well, let me tell you something there, boy. If you really want to keep it extra tight, you need this guy.
A lot of capital letters in this letter.
Oh, all caps.
All caps. Good, because you're yelling it.
Who's the guy that's going to make your business school better? This guy is. Amen. Yours in Christ.
Two things.
Father, the Reverend Father Mike O'Mara.
Very nice.
P.S. S.A.D.
Oh, nice closing. I was not asked to recommend him somehow.
Two things. Mike, Rob actually, he said, hey, man, if you need a letter, let me know. I never let him know.
Although, I do come in handy to proofread your stupid Facebook posts.
You
appreciate illiterate.
It. Thank you. Hey, that post was for us.
I know.
You jerk.
Well, that's why I tried.
This is a serious question. So you got accepted to two schools, correct?
Yeah, two solid schools.
And they went into a bidding war.
How much does your lack of English skill, and when I say that, I don't mean it's like you can't speak English, but you're not a grammarian. You're not, did that sidetrack you too much? Did it?
No, look, guys, I'd be lying if I say I'm looking forward to writing papers or going to class and reading all these chapters that I've
already
read.
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't looking forward to it.
I'm not looking forward to that, but I'm also not looking forward to wasting my time and wasting my money, because it's going to cost roughly $140,000 out of my own pocket.
Pardon
that
me?
I'm taking personal loans out.
$140,000?
Yes.
All right. Wow, the show money, though.
To get through this program, clearly.
Show money.
And not show money. So it's a big gamble, but if
so, are you going to be helping the show after you graduate, or are you going to be looking to catch on with some startup that's going to pay you $1 million a year?
Well, Mike, it all depends. I can't tell you about what options I don't have right now. I got to figure that out. Right.
There you go. He'll be leaving in 2 years. He'll be leaving us in 2 years, which I told him that's fine. Yeah. I mean, I knew it when he was doing
well,
it.
Well, what he said,
he said,
just run the business. I don't care what you do. You can just run the business.
Did I really say that?
He goes, I like you flapping your gums, but as long as you just continue running the business.
Well, I kind of did say that, I guess.
When he starts throwing back quotes, I think he said it.
But I mean, the only guy I really need to do the show is the bald guy.
Yeah, there you go.
But you know,
we love having you on, and I hope you're on forever. So that's that's the way.
When
I
you
really
said
feel.
It didn't sound quite as mean as when he said it back to you.
I know.
It's kind of like when a court reporter reads back and there's no emotion. I think it was much more. Oh well, you know, best wishes.
The point of going to school is to take that skill set and apply it to this business. And that's the beauty of what I'm doing right now, is usually when you go and get your MBA, the hardest part is starting a business afterwards,
sure,
right?
Sure.
Yeah, and you actually do the back-to-school thing like Rodney, where the class in business, where they talk about the fictitious corporation. You are, you know, you don't have a fictitious startup. You're working in a startup right now.
And when he raises his hand and said, oh, you left out a lot of stuff.
So even with the early work that I've started before class starts.
How about Fantasyland?
Even with the early work, I do that early work, and then I go and I replicate and apply that to this business. That's why I've been digging through all these numbers. I said, how
your first
do I lay
day is
that
Monday.
Out?
You start Monday.
Yes,
right?
But I've already had
what time
my
is
work.
Lunch?
Oh, no. We have lunch at noon.
Recess.
Noon. We have a syllabus. I read through it. But I will tell you this. Going back to school, the hardest part though so far hasn't been the textbooks, because they send them to you. Everything's there.
Sure.
Is going on the effing online system, which might as well be if you think some of the websites you guys go to, like our website is a 10 compared to a university website, because a university website has so many different options.
And you got 10,000 people all going at the same time.
I called the help desk yesterday. The help desk closes at 6.
Did you get the dorm? Did you get the dorm that you wanted?
They put you up in, you pay for the Marriott, so I'll be in the Marriott.
Oh,
you'll be in the Marriott
Hall,
yes,
Mike.
Yes.
What meal plan did you get?
Do you know any of the students?
I went to a financial accounting review session this past Saturday.
That's fun.
All morning, and I met some of my classmates.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're not going to have to rely on others to do our business now. You're going to be doing it yourself when this is all done, right?
That's the point.
If we can meet rate.
That's the point.
Let me make that clear. You know how we revenue share. I'm not paying you more than the other guys.
I respect that.
You know that. That's the way it's good. Are there any women in the class?
I only saw the...
Yeah, there are.
I only saw the students that were there for the review session. I will say this, though. It made me feel a little better, because some of these are executives that are going...
Sure.
And one gentleman is a surgeon, and he raises his hand and he says, look, I did very well in undergrad. I'm an established surgeon. I don't know what the F debits and credits are all about, which is part of the financial accounting.
So he's kind of doing it for the same reason, so he can run his practice.
Yes. And I love seeing that. A guy
you're doing the same thing.
That. Yes, it's awesome.
You're doing it to actually really have the knowledge, which is, you know, my God, if I was a professor, I'd want everybody in my class to go in with that level of enthusiasm. And I mean that.
And while you're there, make sure you get that surgeon's number for Mike, just in case.
The best of O'Mara.
So, getting back to the whole thing, I will not be getting the Mike O'Mara Show ostentatious look at me golf bag, because it just doesn't fly down here. It just doesn't
fly, baby.
Because with all these guys down here, they are not what you would think on the golf course. When you're walking around the neighborhood, you get a little of the
sure.
When you're on the golf course, it is a land of kind of ball busting, and men kind of doing that thing and elbow. And so it's a different environment there. And I'll, you know, got a guy the other day comes up to me, and the guy that said, mentioned you two guys, where are you from?
Yeah.
And he's listening.
Did you say
another
Bolivia?
Guy listened. I said, yes, he's from Bolivia.
And, respectively, that. Bolivia and your nightmares.
Yeah.
That won't wash. But it was nice to have two guys that actually acknowledged it.
Now, question,
and
if you're not going to
I'm doing
have,
this by sending out the business cards. I don't need a golf bag.
If you're okay. not going to have the golf bag, a friend of the family when I was growing up sold for Mary Kay Cosmetics. And one of her tricks, she
Morning
would,
Bob Spiewak. He's talking about his father.
It was my father's first job out of high school. And door to door, Mike, it's how he was able to buy the hot dog cart.
I thought he had the
God,
pink
I'm
Cadillac.
Sorry.
No.
It went down the wrong way.
No.
Oh, God. That
no,
was
what
funny.
Happened is the Mary Kay trick, one of the tricks is mm-hmm. they put their Mary Kay pin on upside down. So that when someone just in the course of the day says, your pin is upside down, they would have an in to say, oh, yeah, my Mary Kay pin. I sell Mary Kay Cosmetics. And that's a trick to foster a conversation where the person that sees the pin actually starts
that's
it. So what we
sneaky.
Need, what we need is a golf bag for you that doesn't say Mike O'Mara Show, but it's more subtle. What if we got him a golf bag that said podcasting?
Oh, yeah.
Something a little less in your face, but something that would raise enough interest to make them come to you.
I like the way I do it.
Like
I
a
like
Mary Kay logo.
Way. No, I don't want a Mary
what
Kay logo.
What if we put the logo cereal from the cereal podcast?
Exactly.
I'm so sick of you talking about that podcast, God damn it. Stop talking about cereal.
Then people would ask you, oh, my God, are you from cereal? He said, no,
yeah.
but I am from the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let me ask this, because I'd have to take a back seat. Would you guys both go nuts if we got somebody from cereal to come on the show?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Right. As long as it wasn't one of the victims.
Yeah.
It would just be, it would have to
well,
be maybe the host.
That would be tough.
The host or the producers or something like that.
Or Jay.
And I would sit back there and go, very nice. Okay, enough. Thank you.
Mike, you could blow it out in 2 days.
Okay, can I tell you what happened on the range?
Absolutely.
On the Cocoon Range.
Was that
on
there?
Your pin is upside down.
The guys, I have to actually be mindful of not appearing to be too eager when I'm up there because I want to be liked and I want to be a friend.
Look at me. I talk to this one. You should do voices. That's how people are going to remember you. You'll be the voice guy. And be like, that voice guy actually does a radio show.
Here's Tom Brokaw with a chipping wedge.
Yes,
you know, I did that at celebrity tournaments. I used to do that. I actually did Jim Nance when I was teeing off.
Oh, did you really?
It's when I played badly and I was giving up and I was just having fun.
Oh, Mike, you
and
should
I'm walking
sell
up,
that.
And there he is. Here he is, the young Irish prodigy making his way up to the tee. The young man with a tough upbringing, raised by pirates. And I heard two guys, they couldn't tee off because I hit the ball after I said raised by pirates.
Yes.
And I hit my tee shot and the next guy came up and he was standing over the ball and he went, raised by pirates.
Yeah. You gotta kill him with that. Let's do, for example, the priest joke, the loft joke.
Right.
Do the loft joke.
Right.
But
right.
as Jim.
There might be a problem with the young prodigy from Northern Virginia as 17 is behind him and 18 beckons. Perhaps his loft problem. A lack of effing talent.
There yes, you go.
Sir. See better.
So let me tell you about the guy from Coralville.
Right.
So they're all standing up there, and they're in a group of three guys, and I was sort of involved in the conversation, and this guy, Mike, I want you to meet so-and-so. This guy's from Iowa. He's a Hawkeye. I said, I have a radio station up in Iowa in Coralville. And the guy looks at me, his friend, not the guy from Iowa. The guy says, well, this guy, I don't know. I don't even remember his name because I didn't want to have anything to do with him after this. And he said, well, Sam's from Iowa, and he's from Coralville.
Wow.
And I said, well, then you know the radio. And I said it like this. I said, well, then you know the radio station I'm on. I'm on KCJJ up there. I think they've got something like a 21 share in the morning, AM 1630, KCJJ. And this is the response I got. He said, I got no idea what you're talking about.
What?
And he walked away. And he, you know the kind of guys that have the... like that. And I was standing there holding it in my hand. I didn't know what to say. And it was just like, well, from Coralville. Sooner. I thought, now, is it silly for me to think that everybody let's call Steve Bridges.
All right.
Let's call Steve Bridges right now.
Coralville is Steve the Bridges. Most happening. I mean, that's KCJJ is there. That's their industry, that city. Hold on.
Now, wait a minute. Do you really believe that? Their industry technically would be there just outside of the University of Iowa.
Yeah, but I'm talking about in the city. They're what's happening, baby.
Well, Coralville has like a hotel, right? They've
it
got
has
a hotel.
Several hotels.
Multiples.
And let's. This could be very, very interesting.
Yeah.
This could go very wrong, don't you think, Rob?
This could go very, very right.
Now, we don't do Skype calls on the fly normally because the technology screws us up. We're going to try to do it right now. So he just said, but Rob, the way he said it was, I don't know, I've never heard of that.
Well, then he might be a moron. That's like saying,
don't say that because I might see the guy again.
Well,
you know?
Well, he wouldn't hear the program.
You really make it, like, if I ever am in a place to even join a country club or a golf course
or a speech therapist.
I don't think I ever want to do it because these guys seem like they all seem like a-holes.
Yeah, but what if you and Mike were to meet each other and you would hit it off like fast friends?
No, there are. It's like
it
anything
be worth
else
the
in life. No, it's like anything else in life. There, it takes some doing to get established, but once you're established down here, it's more fun. And I'm getting more people that I know.
I'm calling the request line because it's just a little after 10 out there. I think he
right.
might still be on the air.
Of course he's
Hi, I'm Timmy Flynn, owner of the Red Pepper.
Oh, they're in commercials.
All right, very good.
Timmy Flynn.
But he put it on hold immediately, right?
Yeah, so he'll go to us when he comes out of commercials.
Because this guy, it was just... I was so excited, and then I was crestfallen, and that's kind of what.
That guy was a dick.
Stop!
He couldn't even open a conversation. Be like, "Oh, is that the station?" Or, "Are you a Hawkeye fan?"
Yeah, you know, he could have given you something. Like, I mean, even if he had said,
"Well, it was very brief, and it was very embarrassing." And
on the line with us, hi Ryan.
Hi Ryan.
No, actually, this is not Ryan. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh. Can you hold on?
Yeah, you sounded so down. Is everything all right?
No, everything's fine. I will pass. I will pass the news. Hold on a second.
The news.
I'll pass the news on. President Sally Mason is holding a press conference at noon today, University of Iowa. President Sally Mason, and she is going to announce her plans to retire. Oh.
Okay.
So we will be covering that, and we'll have, of course, a statement for her. If it's being broadcast, we will carry it. But President Sally Mason will be announcing her plans to retire. There is no known tryst going on between her and Oscar Santana.
Oh, stop!
Steve, you're funereal. This funereal delivery. I thought somebody had passed. My God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And I was just gonna. You go. Sally Mason is retiring. And I was gonna go. No. No. God. No.
She's got some beautiful eyes.
When she retires, that means all the diplomas that were awarded under her presidentship, they're void, right?
It was the one woman Oscar wasn't with.
Apparently, she's out of University of Arizona. She went there. Pretty cool.
Oh, that is excellent.
Yeah.
Is there any controversy with this resignation at the University of Iowa, Steve Bridges?
I have been calling for it.
Oh. God, he's got his finger in everything, doesn't he?
He does. He does. Well, so did Oscar Santana in the day.
Boom, bam. All right, wow. So Steve, get your resume over to the university.
All right.
Yes, well, I am here but to serve.
All right, so Steve, I'm down here in South Florida, and I meet a guy on the driving range here at Cocoonville Public Links, and I'm talking to the guy, and the guy is introduced to me as a guy from Iowa. I said, do you know Coralville? And the guy next to him says, well, he lives in Coralville. I said, well, you might have heard of AM 1630, KCJJ. That's the radio station we're on out there. He said, I got no idea what you're talking about. And he had that kind of Iowa speak to, I got no idea what you're talking about. And he walked away. And I was talking about how crestfallen I was. And I was talking about your stellar radio station and how you are the flamethrower of certainly Coralville. And I just want to make sure, is everything all right?
Everything is fine. We are turning our back on Coralville. We are marching out with our heads held high, and we're going back to where we came from. Iowa City. Yeah, we're completely gutting our transmitter, and we're building studios there, and we will be there amongst the mice and snakes.
Can I translate what he just said? Simply
Rob, please give us a little background on they're moving. They're moving from their current studio.
I can make it even more simple than that.
Okay.
Landlord trouble.
Okay.
Oh, man.
But for right now, they are in Coralville. And Steve, wouldn't you say that in your current status, your radio station is the number one industry of Coralville?
I would say in our current status, we are shunned, just like the Amish would turn their back on the jihadist.
But well, I just felt because we were talking so much about KCJJ, and I wanted to make sure that people knew that, A, because I changed and I streamlined the opening of the show, and we weren't spotlighting everybody at the University of Iowa, that we are still on AM 1630 KCJJ, and that KCJJ is still the mighty 1630.
Oh, yeah.
It is still the flamethrower out there. And then, on the heels of all this controversy with people saying, well, how come they don't mention it at the beginning of the show? Suddenly I remember the guy on the driving range that said, I don't know what you're talking about. And I just felt it necessary to reach out and call Steve Bridges on KCJJ. And,
that guy was just a big douche. Now,
thank you, Steve.
I am coming to Florida. I am coming to Florida in February to attend the Daytona 500.
Oh, good. Okay, that's great. That's far enough away.
You want to meet? Want to meet up?
Steve, let me point out to you, that's as though you said, someone say does a radio show in Austin, Texas. And that's like you saying, well, I'm coming to Texas. Let's meet. I should point out to you that it is a rather large state.
Just thought we would pal around, do stuff or go to a movie, get a sub sandwich.
Steve Bridges, you can count on it.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys meet halfway? You can meet each other halfway.
Some kind of a homosexual Chris, something, I don't know.
Oh, what a day for you, Stream.
Oh, my God. Wow. So you're coming to, were you going to the race?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be there. We fly in on the 18th. I got my brother lives in around Malaysia. He got me some real cheap tickets.
Malaysia
coming in.
Oh my God! We get Steve on this show, and he turns into shock jock extraordinaire.
Yeah, are you meeting your German brother there?
Can I say the word?
You can't say that word.
Oh, my God. We're on your radio station, for God's sake.
Yeah, tell Billy to dump that this afternoon.
On my radio station, I just said it.
There you go.
Step off, Spiewak.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that you were a big NASCAR fan, Steve.
No, I love it. No, I do. I love it. And, so we're going with my friend Mark. And we're going to go down there and spend a week.
Well, let me tell you, I will tell you that since you're coming to Daytona in the middle of February, and I'm down here in Fort Myers, I think what we could we're up on a break.
Oh,
break.
Man.
How unfortunate. We are up on a break. Steve, go back to your coverage of the president resigning. I think she's making a terrible mistake, and she should tough it out. That's my opinion on President Dan Mason.
Yeah, and go ahead and put that in a press release. Mike O'Mara speaks to the resignation.
That's right. And by the way, Ms. Mason, I should tell you, I think you've done wonders with the education career, but I loved you in The Goodbye Girl.
Oh,
you were
she
fantastic.
Was great.
Absolutely. And, can you imagine balancing being married to Neil Simon and being the president of a major university
Please,
at the
Mike,
same time?
Call him Doc.
Doc Mason.
Doc Simon.
Oh, Doc Simon. Thank you very much. Steve, take care. We love you.
Hey,
we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. And can I just have one last word?
Yes.
Oh,
that's
it. I love that man.
Do you see what I mean? Is my point made? You throw a little monkey wrench into the show. You throw a little something in
there. I can't believe she's resigning.
I define a great Mike O'Mara show. I always look at the, I look at my little prep sheet of everything that I wanted to talk about, and there is one thing on here that I got.
That's right, you got to today?
That gives us approximately 3 minutes to cover the Oscars. They are not going to be a news you may not need because I thought we'd be talking about it during the show.
Okay.
So, real quick, I'm gonna shoehorn. You know what I don't do? I'm not good about waiting and postponing because I went to see that movie that I told all of our listeners I wanted to see, Unbroken.
Yes.
The Laura Hillenbrand novel made into a movie by Angelina Jolie. I'll ask you, Rob.
Okay.
You know what? I should postpone that till tomorrow, right?
If you have a full tomorrow. Yeah, you know what? An in-depth review.
Yes.
Considering the fact that
You've been pushing this for some time.
It's been out for a while. And you need to, you know, what you need to do is organize your thoughts.
Okay. I will leave this tease for tomorrow's show. I will be reviewing the movie Unbroken, which was directed by Angelina Jolie, okay?
Yes.
I got one thing to say as for purposes of simply a tease tomorrow, okay?
Yes.
Slut!
Wow.
Sorry about that.
Whoa.
Sorry. I don't know why I said
family
that.
Family show.
Oscars, real quickly, let's go through the Oscars
I'll give you overall movie nominations, and I have the top categories.
I will have my dinger for Oscar. Nine Oscar nominations
for Birdman.
Okay.
Nine Oscar nominations for The Grand Budapest Hotel. Eight Oscar nominations for The Imitation Game. Six nominations for Boyhood.
That's the one I want to see. They're all good movies. I want to see all of them.
Sounds good.
Six nominations for American Sniper. It just came out.
Boy, I love the choices. I've seen Grand Budapest Hotel, and I've seen The Theory of Everything.
And you recommend the hotel movie, right? Grand Budapest Hotel?
Oh, you know what? I have not. I've got it. I've recorded it, and I have gotten bits and pieces of it. I got to sit down and watch it from start to finish. Rob, you'll go out of your mind.
Really?
You will laugh your ass off.
I have it in my DVR at home, but I can't get Carrie to sit down and watch it with me.
It's a bit of a commitment because it's a relatively long movie.
Well, F her. I'm going to watch it.
It's got amazing cameos in it. I think you're going to love it.
I can't wait to see it. I look forward to seeing
what you think of it. I think it's your cup of tea. Go ahead, Oscar.
Five for Whiplash, five for Interstellar, five for Foxcatcher.
Is Whiplash, Rob, because I've gotten a lot of people have sent me, is Whiplash have something to do with Buddy Rich in some way that the kid's a drummer? I have to find that out too. So there are a lot. I got a lot of work to do before the Academy Awards. I like to try to watch every single movie.
You pride yourself on usually having seen everything that's up for Best Picture.
I
think they do 10 nominees now, don't they?
Yes.
So you have to see at least 9 movies.
Did you get them all in there?
Let me go through categories here. Best Picture: American Sniper, Birdman, Boyhood, The Grand Budapest Hotel, The Imitation Game, Selma, The Theory of Everything, and Whiplash.
Okay.
Not a bad. A lot of movies that I think are terrific.
And you know what's cool about that is so rarely do you get a comedy in for Best Picture.
Yeah, it's funny.
And that bodes well for it. I'll give you
leading role. We've got Marion Cotillard. I probably got that wrong. 2 Days, 1 Night. Felicity Jones for The Theory of Everything. Julianne Moore for Still Alice. Rosamund Pike for Gone Girl. Reese Witherspoon for Wild.
Wild.
So that's actress and actors.
I think Reese Witherspoon will probably have the early nod because she's the biggest player on that.
We'll see. Absolutely. That lady in Gone Girl was amazing. Actor in the leading role, Steve Carell in Foxcatcher. I'd like to see that. Bradley Cooper.
That's another one I want to see.
Yeah, but it's not playing anywhere.
Congratulations to Bradley Cooper for American Sniper, Benedict Cumberbatch for The Imitation Game, Michael Keaton for Birdman, and Eddie Redmayne for The Theory of Everything.
I don't want anyone named Cumber anything to win anything.
The Best of O'Mara.
Let's open up the audio vault for Thursday, October 2, 2014, or as I like to call it, Getaway Day.
We missed his birthday yesterday, Mike. Mike Smith has one request. He just wants to hear this on the show today. There you go. That's what Mike Smith wanted for his birthday.
Krusty the Clown?
Yeah, he wanted to hear Krusty the Clown laugh.
Can I hear Krusty again? I like Krusty, too.
That's what he wanted. Nice. Hope it's
Thank
a great
so
birthday.
Much.
Mike, I told you that today's show is going to be pug-centric. I know you have, are you bringing Beluga on the trip or are you putting him in jail?
No, I'm taking, I was going to talk about that. We didn't get around to it today. I'm taking them to dog prison.
Oh, excellent. Look forward to hearing
they're
that.
They're going to the veterinarian hospital where they're going to be boarded for a couple of days. And I think that's probably why Beluga delivered the triple pumper for me.
Oh, no.
Three defecations with a, you got one bag and it's usually
for one poop. Thanks, Beluga. And incidentally, the consistency of that poop.
Don't care.
Let me just say that number one is. I'm glad that Beluga doesn't have Ebola.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Duly noted. Whenever you search talking dogs on the YouTube, invariably it's a husky. A husky is a really vocal dog. But I found for you yesterday, Mike, a pug that screams for help. Okay. This is a pug shouting for help. Now, that led
was
me...
Was that a lady at the end? Was
yes,
that a lady?
It was. Oh, it was. That was the lady who ruined it.
We could have done without that.
Yeah. That led me to the pug that they say the dog is yelling, Batman. And I said, you know what? That sort of works, but let's try it this way.
Is that why you wore your Batman shirt
yes!
today? That's funny as hell.
And of course, Mike, Batman comes if you yell for help.
Help! 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 Help!
Oh, gosh. Pug. Oh, my
help!
God.
Oh, here we go. Here's the end. So while your dog is a champion pooper, teach your dog to talk. That's
yes,
what
absolutely.
I say.
All right. Well, you know, I will just tell you this. When we take him to get groomed.
Yes.
I told you the last time he screams like that, not necessarily like that. It's more of a high pitch, like
yeah.
And the last time they had him in there, here's my heart goes out to the people at like the Petco or PetSmart or
yeah.
Pet World, wherever the hell yeah. it was. Explosive diarrhea. Also, the last time he went.
Oh, that's
yeah. He's
fantastic.
A lovely animal, just a lovely. Hey, I sleep next to him every night while my wife's been away. You know, he cuddles up next to me and he sleeps in the bed with me. Believe it or not.
Make sure they do the nails after the explosive diarrhea. All right, Mike. I bet you recognize
this. Their own or the dog's.
Everybody's.
Thank you.
You probably recognize this song. You used to use this a million years ago on your morning show. It's from the Muppet Show. It's called Mana Mana, right?
Right, right. I think this is Don's. I think Don gets the Don used this on a regular basis, and we you know, we had that. That came from his afternoon show.
Do you know where the song comes from, though? I did not know this. It was originally written for a 1960s Italian softcore porn film.
Wow.
It was called Sweden, Heaven and Hell, and it was described as a pseudo-documentary about swingers clubs and alternative sexuality. Here's the original recording. It goes like this. And it sort of has a dirtier, real sex flavor, doesn't it?
Yeah, and they're actually, you know, they're being silly before they bang. That's what it is.
Or during, Mike. You can be silly while you bang.
Thank you very much.
Anyway, so that's that always creeps me out now that I know that when the kids hear that song. Yeah.
Hey, time for me to bang you. Play that silly music. Hey.
Now, this next thing is from 1986. It's been on YouTube for a while. It's called The Karate Rap. And the reason I bring it to you is... When I heard it, I thought it sounded like Pony. Listen to the male voice.
I don't mean to boast, but I've trained karate from coast to coast.
Karate. Train your body.
I've done the kung fu, the show and rue. I even did a little jujitsu. Karate.
The Pony Rap.
It is the Pony Rap.
Well, I've trained karate around the world. I'm known all over as Karate Girl. I'm witty, I'm pretty, got the female smart.
It's
so
the
listen
worst
to
era
a lot
ever.
About the martial
oh
arts.
God.
I want
karate,
more pony.
Train your body.
I bet you this shit.
Karate.
Train your body.
So the next time Pony comes in his white outfit and his black belt, we know what he's been doing. He's been doing karate.
I love it.
That's
awesome.
Your magic audio ball, Mike. I want you to have a great Thursday and a safe trip.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.